the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, whether or not Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan is Midas Rabbi Shimon, or is Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan whether or not we pass like Rabbi Shimon or pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi told us that Rabbi was going to Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yochanan is going passing Rabbi Yehuda. Now says all time that that's the whole machlokes. Then why are you screaming at him for saying in the Mishnah when he's got legitimate back that Nainu is passing Rabbi Shimon? Big deal. Maisa, Rabbi Lang pointed out to me that the Rambam also holds like Rashi. Rashi told the Rambam. The Rambam also holds like that because the Rambam kidua. The Rambam shita is the moch shen tzrich l'gufa is chayiv. Rambam paskins moch shen tzrich l'gufa is chayiv. Unlike most Rishonim. Most Rishonim paskin like Rav Shimon, the Moch Shem Tzrich L'Guf is Potter. The Rambam paskins Moch Shem Tzrich L'Guf is Chayiv. The Rambam. And yet, the Rambam here. Rambam is in Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, Kol Oysa Moch Meshabes, Afi Shem Tzrich L'Guf, Hashem Locha, Chayiv Alei, Aleph Zayin, Hilcha Shabbos. Etc. Yeah, so Rambam paskin the Moch Shem Tzrich L'Gufa is chayiv. The Rabbi would argue. He says the Rabbi Yochanan paskin Rav Shimon shul pater, and we're not getting involved in that. So Rambam paskin is a kitzur like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. The Rambam paskins and the Machlokes are born Rabbi Yochanan. Our sugya. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. The Rambam says, "Hamav rekol shu chaperik yud bez lach aleph. Hamav rekol shu chayiv. Who sheyehei tzarach leifer avam hiver derech hashchasa potter neishu makalkol." Right. So Rambam paskins that you need a hefer like Rabbi Yochanan, and Rambam parches alocha ches. Rambam says, right? Talks about chayvul. Rambam says, then the moon bechayvul beve. Rambam says, sorry, parches alocha zayin. Rambam. It's not that Rambam guys has a different shita in what the malach of chayvul is. It's not a tilis neshama. Rambam learns that it's mefarik, which is dosh, which is taking out something out of its, you know, taking something of the kernel out of the husk, that's melechas dosh, and melechas mefarik, and Ram includes milking a cow is included in that, and Ram holds being chayvul in an animal is also mishum mefarik. Okay, that we're not, mamish not going to go into b'chal, okay? And the Rambam says, "Who she yitzarach l'dam? She yotzim l'chabura. Av meskab and l'hazik bovad. Potter mifnei shu makalko." Rambam says that you need a tikkun katzas. Rambam passing like Rabbi Yochanan, you need a tikkun katzas. Right? See, if you learn like Tosfos, that the whole machlokes between Rabbo Rabbi Yochanan is bedas Rabbi Shimon. Right? It means only bedas Rabbi Shimon. Does Rabbi Yochanan say that tikkun katzas helps? But for Rabbi Yehuda, makalka b'chabura is chayiv. According to Rabbi Yehuda, lefi Tosfos, there's no difference between chayivul and other malachas. Lefi Tosfos, right? Tosfos says there's a general machlokes with Rabbi Shimon. Whether Makalkal, Mechabur is Chayiv or Potter. It's Gemara and Kuvav. Yeah? Zog Taisvis. Rabbi Shimon that says Potter. Within Rabbi Shimon. There's a Machlaikis. Is Makalkal, Chabur, Chayiv? Even when there's no Tikkun at all? Or is Makalkal, Chabur, Chayiv? Only when there's a Mixas Tikkun. That's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rabbo. Bofitar, he says, Medas Rabbi Yehuda, it says, Mekalgam Chabura is Potter, then Chabura is no different than any other malacha. And you need a Tikkun Gomer. A Tikkun Mekses is not going to help. Bofitar, he says. Okay. So now, if the Rambam tells me,
Tesha says review this as well.
Okay. This, what I just said should not be new. Okay. So, but if it's not boom right away, that means it's a good thing that this came up. Okay. So let's go back to Tesha and before we discuss the Rambam. Okay. Tesha, we have Mechleikas Rashi and Tesha. Well, we're middle of Mechleikas Rashi and Tesha. Tesha says he argues and he says. The Machloikis, Rabbi Bo, and Rabbi Yochanan. That's brought down in Meseches Baba Kama Lamed Daled Amud Beis. Rabbi Bo says, Kol Mekalkum Pturim, Chutz Mechayv Lamavir. The Mechayv Lamavir, you don't need any tikkun. Comes along with Rabbi Yochanan and says, No, Mitzarech LaAfroy, Mitzarech LaKalvay. You need a tikkun, a little bit of a tikkun. So Tari says that's all Bedas Reb Shimon who says Mekalka B'chabura is Chayiv. Rabbo says Mekalka B'chabura is totally Chayiv, even if it's a total kilkel. Mekalka B'chabura is even a total kilkel. Reb Yochanan is damage control. No, even Reb Shimon that says Mekalka B'chabura is Chayiv means Mekalka B'chabura that, you know, it's my old malachis, you need a tikkun gomer. By Mekalka B'chabura, a tikkun b'mitzas is also called a tikkun. That's where Rabbi Yochanan says, if you want to say it's a Mishnah, no. So we're going to limit the Chiddush and say there has to be somewhat of a tikkun. In all malachas, you need a tikkun gomer. The exception to the rule is, chayvel mavir, you don't need tikkun gomer. It's enough of mitzas tikkun. It's enough of mitzas tikkun. But that's all b'das Rabbi Shimon. But Lefir Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, the Gemara and Shabbos does mean that I'm Chayv Yehuda and Shimon. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Mekalv B'chabura is Pater. He says, no right for Mila. Okay? So Mekalv B'chabura for Rabbi Yehuda is Pater. So that means in order to be Chayv for Chabura for Rabbi Yehuda, you need a Tikkun Gomer. Chayvel and Mavir is no different than the other 37 malachas, Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, Lefi Taisus. Okay? So now, if the Ramba paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, yeah? So then, what's going on over here? How can Ramba paskin Rabbi Yochanan? Elamai! The pshat is, he looks like Rashi, that Rabbi Yochanan is going midas Rabbi Yehuda. Now, if we already have the Rambam open over here, yeah, the Rambam, again, the Rambam paskins, independent of what we just said, bottom line, the Rambam paskins Rabbi Yochanan, okay? Whether it's like Rashi, Taisus, Meister Ram Pasuk Rabbi Yochanan, okay? Ram Pasuk Rabbi Yochanan, that what? They need a tikkun ktsas. You need a tikkun ktsas. Now, says the Ram, Hamah begedisha shel chaveiroi, or yaserv dirase chayiv, af apishu mashris. You torch the guy's car. Yeah? Says the Ram, you're chayiv. Even though you're mekalkel, says the Rambam, if neish a kavanas li nakeim isainai, your kavana is for revenge from your enemy. Very niskara daitai v'shochach chamasai. There's a tikkun over here, says the Rambam. You've calmed yourself down. You saw that car go up in flames. Ah, you schmack. So your thirst for revenge was quenched.
Like,
and your anger is therapy, that's right. It's a therapy. So your anger went down. Right? Anger management. Right? Torch the guy's car, that's Ram's advice. Okay? Huh? It won't go today, huh?
I'll tell you a story off.
Okay, not now. Says the Rambam, "Benasa kikarei al meisai, oy b'chamasai, shochayiv." Now, because that whole sugya Shabbos is coming off the Mishnah over there. Mishnah says, "Hakarei al chamasai, al meisai, yochayiv." You rip in anger, or you rip because of Lailenu, you have to write Kriya. So you chayev, that's called a tikkun. That's called a tikkun. He says also, Kachayvel b'chaveiroi b'shas meriva. You're in a fight with a guy, in a fist fight, he punched the guy in the nose, and he starts bleeding. Says the Rambam, you chayev, shakol elu misaknim heim eitzel yitzron hara. All this is called a tikkun. All this is called a tikkun.
Why when he punches his friend? Why is that tikkun when he punches his friend?
Because it's Masak and Etel Yisra. You've calmed your anger. You're hitting the guy, punching the guy in the nose, you must be a little bit angry. There are clouds where I don't go around, you know, only when I'm angry, I punch people in the nose. Otherwise...
I said, I don't punch people in the nose unless I'm angry. So you better watch the Mishnah, don't get me angry then.
But that's when I was in Misakin Eitel Yitzray. When I hit my Talmidim, it's not Misakin Eitel Yitzray.
Misakin Eitel
Yitzray. Oh, so she'll be taking all that haste. That's a problem. Very good. Oh, and the Raivan has some choice words about these Rambams. Rambam says, I'm Ravram, Kol ze hevel urus ruach. There's all a bunch of baloney. And the Rambam, again, also, we see the Rambam also in Parakhes, Allah Ches, the Rambam says, Aval chayiv b'chaveiroi, Rafa bishin eskabin lahazik, chayiv. Mifnei, again, shenachas ruchoi, shein eskare daite v'shocha chamosai, harayit chumasak, and that's called tikkun, the Rambam says. Says the Rambam, and again, kamen flaim devaru matmiim, asufaisav sharei, afil kriyas, Begodov in loy lahat leima lanchi beisay karua over vezara. The Gemara says it's all sugya. The Gemara says if you rip a chamasa, the Gemara is a shayla whether or not you actually. We say it's like the Gemara that. Do we say that you fix your yetzara? Other Rabbi gave in the yetzara and it's kaidu vezara. Karev chamasa is kaidu vezara, and then and that's what Rambam says. It's only when you're doing it for chinuch. You're doing it. To instill fear in your family, that they should wash your kids. So what we have Machlaik is Rambam Raivit over here. So Rambam holds that when the extension of our Gemara, Tzarech La'afroi, says the Rambam, not only Tzarech La'afroi is enough, but even being Shaykh Hamas is also enough. So I was wondering, I had an argument with Rabbi Lang about this, but it's a gay to something. The question is, if you throw a bottle against the wall because you enjoy that. So I believe that there's a certain market share at Pascal, you're allowed to do that. That's what I was told. On Shabbos, yes. Besides, it's about Tashkas, but that's definition. What?
A glass bottle,
yes.
About Tashkas if you're enjoying it.
What? Okay, you down on that. Let's say, okay, I said, I'm not getting involved in my Tashkas. Question, what?
You're allowed to have this in you, you're allowed to just stop.
One second. What?
It's considered macabre.
Oh. So this is everyone's just talking. Moshe's talking to Mzach. What's that? Okay. What? Who said macabre enough is enough is enough? Who said macabre enough is enough? Macabre is also us in Rabbanan.
Macabre
is also in Rabbanan.
Okay.
Kol Makalkalim, says the Mishnah. What? It's also Gemara in Baba Kamal and Dalin and Beis. Kol Makalkalim, Paturim. What's the clown on Shabbos? When it says Pater, what does it mean? Pater Avalasa, thank you. Pater Avalasa. Whenever it says Pater in Shabbos, it means Pater Avalasa. It's Pater Yinachai Vachatas, Yinachai Eskila, but it's also Dumid Rabban. Okay? Okay? That's the klal in Hol Masechet Shabbos, and also klal in the Rambam, as Rambam writes in the beginning somewhere in the first paragraph.
You
curries,
what? You get curries, you just bidishamayim.
Potter aval aser midrabanan. Potter means you potter from Misa, you potter from curries, you potter from everything.
So
it's asr midrabanan.
I'm saying, you get
what is any? What happens if you eat basar ayif b'chalav?
No,
yeah. You eat chicken and milk together. It's an israbanan. Well, if one, someone lives with his grandmother, it's an israbanan. It's shneis larayis. To, yes, sir.
Howie, what are you talking about?
I woke up.
No, I just like.
This is about right there. Why so, what's the hat? What's the side hat there? Parrots is because it's an arsamech. Arsamech says.
Wait. So, what does the bottle have to do with anything here?
What?
Go back to smashing bottles.
I'm getting to the bottle now. So, parrots is. It's cut. What's the side? What's the side to say? The allowed to throw bottles against the wall.
Is Ram?
Hello. You are about to get. Well, we're talking about the except punch in the nose when I get angry. Okay, here, watch now.
Huh?
That's not enough. That won't work. Ram says it has to be Sheikh Hamasai. Ram is saying that the reason why you're chayiv, Ari, that it's a tikkun. It's the reason why you're chayiv.
Right.
On Shabbos, it's a tikkun, so you're chayiv. Okay, so was I right in what? Now, so the question is Adarav, right? So the question like this. So there is an arsamech, okay? There's an arsamech that says, it's mechadish. This that we say that kol kalkin is asr rabbanon, it's potter av l'asr, that's dafka, well, let's say when you break a kli. So when you break a kli, there are pieces left over. You have a kli, you broke it. When you erase something, right? When you erase something, the melech is the melech of erasing. Yeah? The melech of kaiser is also the melech of erasing. Right? Is it kaiser and is moichik? Erasing. So, that's when you have letters, and you erase the letters. I mean, there was a piece of paper that had letters on it, you erase the letters, and you're left with a paper without letters. Let's say you destroy the whole, you burn the whole paper, right? Or let's say he's going to get to smoking on Yontif, which is also anyway, but if Luitzer was mutter, and you worry about the letters, it won't be a problem. Because he says that Mekalkal, that's Asim Rabbanon, is Mekalkal, that's Asim Rabbanon, is when there's the Kilkal, meaning you did the Melacha, but it's a Kilkal. But if you totally destroyed it, then the marshal, he's also, he talks there about why you'll have to burn kalim for firewood, right? You'll have to burn kalim, masikin the kalim of shiver kalim. That's what he's talking about over there. See, the question is why you're burning it, you've been going over on melecha saiser. Is melecha baina? Is melecha saiser? You can't build it, you can't destroy it. So he said, Elamai Pshat is no. So he says, if you take apart a kli, if you break something, you have the pieces. But if you totally destroy it and it's a kilkel, if you totally you burn something down and there's a difference between burning something down or breaking it.
What if it's like a tiny little pieces? There's nothing
you can
do.
Oh, so I think that was a svar of it. But when you break a bottle, you throw a bottle against the wall, there's nothing left really. It's like there's nothing left. Which also you could debate that. But my point is, okay. So that's well again. You understand our smach? Our smach says this is what we say that mekalkal is asim rabbanan. Yeah, that's dafka when you did the melacha in an oifen of kilkal. That means you broke a kli, right? You broke a house down, but there's still it's broken, but there's still something left. But if you totally destroyed it, a kilkal that you totally destroyed it. Then that's not called the mocha. And may Lord, that's not called Asim Rabbanan.
So it's loud?
What?
So it's loud?
It's mutter. It's mutter. You're saying it's mutter then?
Ooh, it can't for a
as I would say, don't leave now.
But if you have like a couple big pieces in the bottle, then it's still going to be awesome.
Okay, so I don't know exactly what the gather is. I don't know. You have to ask the
other Magichu.
You have to ask the other Magichu what exactly the gather is. What?
Three guys.
Obviously. Right side. Now, so first of all, we should know. Okay, we're getting a little off topic here, but first of all, we should know that Dar Sameach. No, right side. Seriously, Dar Sameach is b'chal not pashit. Dar Sameach himself is mitzayin to a Magen Avraham and Simon Tov Kuf Aleph. Okay, the Magen Avraham and Simon Tov Kuf Aleph.
What's mitzayin?
What's mitzayin? He references. There are Magen Avraham and Simon Tov Kuf Aleph. Now, if you look up the Magen Avraham and Simon Tov Kuf Aleph, then you see the Magen Avraham brings down a Yerayim that brings a raya from the fact that you could use kalim for firewood. He says, you see that ein anyamtiv, obviously. You see that the din of the child, what we say, yesh binyan ustir b'kalim. The melacha binyan ustir applied to kalim was just something that's mechub l'karka. Says the Yerayim, you see that even when you destroy it completely, right, we say that ain't steer of a kale, that's why you're allowed to use it for firewood. In other words, he brings a raya that stira, he learns it because ain't steer of a kale, that's why you're allowed to use it for firewood. So it's binyan and stira. It's binyan building and stira is destroying. The bichayev for stira has to be, yisayisra almanas livnais. You destroy with intention of rebuilding. That's the moch of stira. Just like being meichid, erasing, in order you made a mistake. You want to be able to write it better, that's the moch of meichid, melam tes melachas. Okay? So Yerayim says, by Kalim, the machoik is where they say, yesh binyan stira b'kalim or not. Says Yerayim, you see, why a lot of the use of the firewood must be, that ain't stira b'kalim at all. Says the Magen Avraham, Maisa, we hold not like that. So why you allowed to use it? Why you allowed to burn kalim on Yom Tif? I am doing stira. Says the Magen Avraham, no, just like you allowed to do bishul on Shabbos, you allowed to do on Yom Tif, you allowed to cook. For Eichel Nefesh, you allowed to cook. Yeah? You allowed to do mavir, you allowed to do bishul, you allowed to do all melachas Eichel Nefesh. So also, you allowed to be sayasid of Kli also. In other words, the Magen Avraham is saying, why are you talking, another Magen Avraham is saying, be'etzim, there should be an Isra over here. Elamai, even though you're Makalkal, right? Elamai, it's Mutter. It's Tzarech Eichel Nefesh, it's Mutter. So you see the Chara, that the Magen Avraham and the Yerayim are both arguing on the Dar Sameach. So therefore, to rely on the Dar Sameach is Mechal not Pashut. Furthermore, the Chayra, and here, this is a point that's debatable.
The Stam Makalkal would be Osir?
Again, the Rasmeach says, because what's the heter? Because you're destroying completely.
Right.
But the Magen Avraham, the Yerayim, are treating this as regular, as a malacha.
Oh, it's regular.
And they're being done, why is it mutter do it? According to the Rasmeach, the reason why it's mutter, is because it's you're destroying it completely.
But Dar Sameach would say that since you're destroying completely, and it's a kilkel, it's a derabanan. Where's the derabanan? He says kilkel that's also derabanan. Is
right. He's saying the reason over there why it's mutter is because it's a kilkel.
But it's not us derabanan.
Because you're destroying completely. You're not doing stira. You're burning.
Stira by kilimun is us derabanan.
The entire
hector
of the Dar Sameach has to feel the rain.
What?
The entire
heter of the Dar Sameach
is
Karen, no, he's on the Yerayim also.
Yerayim holds, no,
but Dar Sameach is not just saying, Dar Sameach is a different svar, he's saying because you're burning it. That's the heter. Yerayim says because there's no steer of a kalim. There's no isdrais of steer of a kalim, Yerayim says. Dar Sameach is saying it's because you're totally destroyed. You can't steer.
So now, what is Dar Sameach say by this? Yeah, I thought he's only talking about Darabanan.
Hmm?
I thought that Dar Sameach is only talking about Darabanan.
No.
So why is burning a kli on not the Darabanan? That he says it's not kilkel. That's not what he says.
Okay, I have to look again. Okay, I'm not sure about what we're asking. Could be. Maybe it's only Dar
Sameach.
Even if you're all the Yesh Bim Kalim, it's only Darabanan. Okay, I have to look at Dar Sameach again. Fine. But my point is, though, I'm super gobi. When the Rambam says that L'shachach Yisrael, that is Yechayev, that's called a tikkun. First, the Rambam is talking about torching a goddess, right? We're also destroying completely, right? Torching the ashes, right?
That's, you got the ashes.
What? Yeah, but that's not my simcha. When you burn the kli, you're also left with ashes.
Who's a meir simcha?
That's not called, what?
Who's a meir simcha?
Where? All right. Simcha is also talking about it. He's talking about also when the ash. Don't burning things. He's talking about burning things. Yeah? The kids are, so, the shayla is though, maybe, my shayla, maybe for the Rambam, I'm Michayev Chatas. That's my shayla. Because Rambam says that it's a tikkun that you're calming your anger.
So it should be chayav.
One second. My shayla is, if you're doing it for fun, and you get that pleasure when it smashes against the wall into 1,000 pieces, is that called enough of a tikkun in the Rambam that maybe even chayav chatas, if you throw a vial against the wall?
He says that's chayav, right?
Who?
Not the Rambam.
Rambam says if you do it, you torch the goddess. The pleasure, right? No. Rambam's talking about you do it for the karma.
Which is pleasure.
No. Rambam says because you're, there's a tikkun that you calmed your anger down. Haniskara daita, the Rambam said. Veshochacha chamasai. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So those are words of Rambam. Niskara daita veshochacha chamasai. So I'm assuming, since I was arguing with everybody lying this morning, what would he say if the guy does it for pleasure? Would that be the same thing the Rambam? Or was Dafka in the Rambam? In other words, is it in the Rambam any benefit, even an emotional benefit? Is that enough? Or the Rambam saying there is a tikkun that you're all angry, it means there's something wrong with you, you're in a state. So by getting rid of the anger, you're fixing yourself. You know, or no, the Rambam just means that you did something. There's a tikkun over here. There's a benefit. What? The Rambam says if you torch the guy's goddess because you're mad at him, and I day this, you're gonna calm yourself down. You're chayiv. Because okay. That's tikkun. Rambam says that we start off the Rambam. The same Rambam started. Amar v'kol shu chayiv. Ushi tzorach la'afrei. Yeah, it's either tzorach la'afrei, which would be aichanon, or says the Rambam. Tzorach, to get rid of your anger. That's what adds to our Gemara. Yeah? So my question is Dafka, when you're all mad and getting rid of the anger, is a tikkun? Or is any benefit that you get, like we saw the Rishonim talk about by Mila, is a tikkun, it's a mitzvah, right? It's not a, is a tikkun, you fix something? You say me, you fix your soul, you fix your neshama, your neshama was missing the mitzvah, and you fix your neshama. Maybe. Or because they know, when they're trying to talk about mila being a benefit, right, that allows you to eat kachim, you get a mitzvah, that could be, it's just a benefit. So, as the fee, Rabbi Yechanan, it could be any benefit is enough. Yeah, you don't need a tikkun tzas they're trying to talk about, right? That by the hefer, the mafidor, the mitzvah, mitzvah's mila, they're trying to say, right, that's a benefit, right? The mitzvah, by mila. That's a benefit. Tikkun Ktsas, Taisa talks about, right? What's a Tikkun Ktsas, Amila?
Tikkun Pesach.
Same way you're mad, you're bored, and you're just going
to bottle. Fine. I agree. That's what I hold. I hold there's no difference. I hold there's no difference. But I'm just saying, there might be more going to Machalik that over there, if you're mad, you're getting rid of the anger. So therefore, maybe that's called Tikkun. Or that's what Lang wanted to say in the Rambam, but I'm not sure. I could hear that any benefit, even if it's just that you enjoy it, and that smash against the wall gives you a high, then maybe that will be enough for Tikkun Fi Rambam. Then it could be, not only is the awesome to throw it about, it could be Chayav Chatas. Oh. That's what I would like to say.
So any benefit would be a
what?
Tikkun Tzas.
What?
You want to call it the Zalem Magic, it's a little Tikkun Tzas, it's a small enjoyment.
No, but it could be that's not enough. What's called tikkun tzas? Maybe it has to be tikkun. The Rambam talks about anger. That's tikkun. I know that. That's the question. What tikkun tzas is a very vague word, right? Mm-hmm. Where is that? What's that? It's a little bit. Oh, what does a little bit mean, right? So we have the gemara in the Rishonim. We have mitzvah, and the ability to catch him. We have giving the blood to your dog. We have Rama now, the Rama has been, being fired your anger, right?
It's also a mitzvah, only Shabbos.
What?
Only Shabbos.
Only Shabbos.
Shabbos.
If that's your Erech Shabbos, buddy, you know, then you best not lose the Sfarim and Shabbos, you know. Okay, Seder. Fine, that's just Tahara that I wanted to share with you.
Right? So you said benefit is it benefits the Tegan?
That's the question, okay.
Is it, in the Pasuk, it is.
I'm not to say that. Mm. I'm not, I don't know if I'll give the guy a skila for it yet. We have to wait, you know. But it would seem to me that that would be enough of benefit to Rambam. Rambam Pasuk Nei Rechlin, the Tikkun Tzas is enough. Meila. But anyway, the Olah Sameach B'chal is not Pashi Guru line of Sameach to begin with. Chariz against the Magen Avraham. As he himself says, Ayin Asmeh. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, let's finish Taisus. Otherwise, Ira is going to be very hungry if you don't start finishing Taisus now. Rachmanos and Ari. Okay.
Should have gone for the pre-shear snack.
Man, that was uncalled for. Okay. So, we were in Mil Taisus. And Taisus said his own shita. And Rabbo and Bi'echon are arguing Pudas Reb Shimon. Then he had a problem with all those Gemaras that he brought down. He had a problem with all those Gemaras that he brought down, where the Gemara indicated that even according to Reb Shimon, you need Tzrich L'Gufa. So even though Mekalkel is not a problem, Yechayev, even though it's Mekalkel, but still you need Tzrich L'Gufa. Two different things. One is a tikkun, you don't need a tikkun. We need that it's being done for the sake of the melacha. The kavanah has to be for the sake of the melacha. So Cain, if Reb Avoh says that even a kilkul gomer, you chayvel without any benefit, right? So in the chayvel, it's not machat shich l'gufa. It's not shich l'gufa. So how you chayiv fear b'shimon? How can Reb Avoh say if that's b'shimon chayiv? Every makalko completely without any tikkun is also going to be a problem. It's not shich l'gufa. That's Taisus' question. Vaymeri, l'chol ha'arach sugis. So if it's just Gemaras, it's not a problem. I mean, it's Mechoyesh Bar and B'Yechanan. And we'll say that in Echanami. Lefir Rebo, like we said that in the Shia yesterday, Rebo says, if Makalko is Chayiv, what does that mean? That means that you don't need Melech Machshavis. Like Teres himself discusses soon, for Fir B'Yechanan. In other words, so if Makalko, you don't need Melech Machshavis, and we say that Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is a product of the need for Melech Machshavis. If we knock out Mekalkel, we also knock out Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. So that would be the Pshat Rabbo. The Gemara Rabbi Yochanan holds not like that. Rabbi Yochanan holds there's a difference between Mekalkel and Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. Because Well, you could hold that, because in these cases it is Tzrich L'Gufa. Like Tez can explain later why it's Tzrich L'Gufa. The Afrei, or what's it called, Tzrich L'Gufa. So because he holds, and there's a Tez in Yuma, the Flamadalim and Beis, that says that it's possible that although Mekalkel is a product of Melech Machshavis, but it could be the need from Locha Tzrich L'Gufa is not a product of Melech Machshavis. Rather, it's Tam Lo Dara Meshkan in Tzrich L'Gufa. So now, this is a very important question that's hiding in this shock of Tarif Taisus, which is not readily apparent. Okay? Taisus has a problem. Reb Shimon says, you total kilkul, what's halacha? You're chayiv, thank you. In fact, Taisus, what he means, total kilkul, then it's not shrich l'gufa. Because it's not shrich for anything, right? So what? So I, the Gemara says all over the place that even Rabbi Shimon says b'kal k'chibur is chayiv, but you need shrich l'gufa, and if it's not going to be shrich l'gufa, you're going to be potter anyway. That's Taisus Kash. Now, that means Taisus and Taisus answers re'echanami l'firu b'bo, you don't need shrich l'gufa. Why? Because according to Rabbo, and those Gemara's are going for Rabbi Yechanan. So the Machlaik to Rabbo and Rabbi Yechanan, whether or not, Lefir Rabbi Shimon, by Chayav Lamavid, you need Tzirchel Guf or not. Mm-hmm. Now, what's the Yisari that Machlaik is? The Yisari that Machlaik is, do we say that the requirement of Tzirchel Guf is that a product of... Is that a product of Melechtes Machsheves or not? Because the Din of Makalkal, that's a Mefarish Gemara, that's a product of Melechtes Machsheves, the Din of Makalkal. The Din of Makalkal is a product of Melechtes Machsheves. So now, Shimon says, you don't need Melechtes Machsheves by Chayvel Mavir. Okay, so now that means that it's not just Mechalkal that's going to go down. It's anything that has to do with Melechtes Machsheves is going to go down. Okay, so now let's analyze. The din they need, Melechtes Tzrichel Gufa, is that fit into the box of Melechtes Machsheves or it doesn't? So Rabbo says that the reason why you need Tzrichel Gufa is because of Melechtes Machsheves. By Chayvel Ma'aver, you don't need Melechtes Machsheves, you don't need Tzrichel Gufa. Rabbi Yechanan, we don't see him holding not like that. Rabbi Yechanan, it's not a case with total destruction. It could be this Tzrichel Gufa, like Taisus explains later. Tzarif Kalbay, Tzarif Afray, is Tzrichel Gufa. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's possible to say that Rabbi Shimon holds, although Makalkal is Chayiv, that doesn't mean you don't need Tzrichel Gufa, because Mekalkal is a Petur Alts Melechtes Machsheves. Tzrichel Gufa, says Tyson, New Malamed Dalin and Beis, is the reason why you need Tzrichel Gufa is because you learn out of Mishkan. Not because of the explicit requirement of Melechtes Machsheves, which happens to be learned out from the Mishkan as well. But the point is that you learn out of Mishkan. In Mishkan, it happens to be there was always Tzrichel Gufa. That's why you need Tzrichel Gufa. So that's what Taisus would like to suggest. Oh, so Taisus though, we have a problem though. Because some of those Gemaras are just Gemaras. Some of them are Braises. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuchav Aleph, is a Braise. They're talking about killing creepy crawlies. And over there, the Shaila, there it's a Braise that we're saying over there. They need Tzrichel Gufa. So you can't say, oh, Rabbo is going to disagree with that. Generally speaking, the Meroyim don't argue on Tanoim. So if it's a Braisa, then you got a problem. Iglamein, alright? Yahutan is Savakir Yehuda. So Rabbo will tell you very simple. Hooray! Rabbo is going with Asim Shimon. Yeah? Midas Reb Shimon, that's who he says his whole thing. Midas Rabbi Yehuda, the Makalkal is Chayiv. So then you need Tzrichel Gufa when you're killing Shvatzim, because even Makalkal is Chayiv. You don't have to Makalkal. No, in Reb Shimon, Reb Go tell like this. In Reb Shimon, the Makalka Machabura is Chayiv. There's no term Lechts Machsheves, so there's no need of Tzrichel Gufa either. But in Yehuda, this the Gemara says you need Tzrichel Gufa. That's going to be Yehuda. That Chayvul is no different than another Malacha. The Brice doesn't say Beferish that even if you're Reb Shimon, you need Tzrichel Gufa. That Brice doesn't say. The Braise just says you need Tzrichel Gufa. So even by Chayv, you need Tzrichel Gufa. So Rabbo will say, fine, that's like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Chayv is no different than another Blacha. Of course, you need Tzrichel Gufa. Now, but diklameimer b'hutan is sava k'rabu the b'chada k'rab shimon b'chada. What does it mean b'chada b'chada? What's chada chada? One and one. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda happens to have Machshir Sil Gufa is Chayim. Alright, so how can the Brayza say that Yipog, if it's not Shichel Gufa, who knows if it's not, even if it's not Shichel Gufa, you're Chayim? Rabbi Yehuda, different Rabbi Yehuda. That Brayza that it says that by Chayivel Yipotter, if it's not Shichel Gufa, in order for a bow to make that work, he has to have a combino over here. It has to be combino. Combination. It's really. Anyway, meaning that Bryce has the whole like Rabbi Yehuda in regard to Chayvel, that Kalko is Potter. Makalka's potter by Chayvel, and that Bryce holds like Reb Shimon in regard to Malchus Shichel Gufa. That's why if it's not Shichel Gufa, you're a potter. That's why it's only Eitzah how Reb Bo could squirm out of the Bryce. So that's why it's his first approach. Oydish Lemes is Taisus. That fill of a kalkol gomer mishkach as lo the yitzricha legufa kegoy chayvel b'israna shesav v'shiyach l'hanes lidi l'kalboy b'chein mav b'israna shesav v'shiyach l'vash l'bay k'teira. So now Taiz wants to suggest we're going back to the beginning over here, in time. The Tanakh of the Kasha was that Rabbo that says that Chutz Mechayvel Mavir, you don't need any Tikkun Mechayvel Mavir. That means Vichayev would be for total Kilkel by Chayvel Mavir. So then it must be an Tzrich L'Gufa. How can you have the Tzrich L'Gufa if it's total Kilkel? You're not getting anything out of any benefit out of the Melacha. So then, how can you say that Mocha is being done for Lugufa? Now Taisa suggests, no, I have a case. The case is, when it's Asa Bahana. If it's Asa Bahana, and you do it, it's Tol Kilkul. Meaning, Kilkul doesn't mean Kilkul, Kilkul means no benefit. When we say Mekol Mekalkul and Peturim, doesn't mean that you have to dafka be destructive. As long as there's no positive benefit, that's called Kilkul. That's the Aleph phase in this part of Taisus. Because Taisus consists of something, if you do something in Surah Noah, yeah, if it's Asa Ba'anah, so you can't get any benefit, it's called a Kilkul. Even though it's not, if it's Asa Ba'anah, it's not destructive either. If you take a table that's Asa Ba'anah and you destroy it, yeah, have you been Makalkul anything? No, because you can benefit from anyway. And yet Taiz is calling Yisurei Noah Kilkul. Which means that the Malacha, as long as there's no benefit from the Malacha, it's called Kilkul. So that here, Taiz has a little knetch. That even though Mitzad Kilkul, it's Kilkul Gamur, you're not getting any benefit at all, because Asibana. So Taiz is, still it's called Sheikhul Gufa. Why? Because he thinks, in his deranged mind, he thinks that you'll have to be from this or not. Therefore, so Taisus, this is a very important nakuda in Taisus. Taisus is being machalik between Tzrichel Gufa and Makalkal. That Makalkal is totally objectively, and Tzrichel Gufa is subjectively. It's subjective, meaning, if I'm doing it thinking that I could benefit from it, that's called Shichel Gufa. Because what does Shichel Gufa mean? Shichel Gufa is a mindset, right? Shichel Gufa is a goal. What did you do this for? You did this for the Malacha. Sichel Guva doesn't require that ultimately you're able to benefit from it. If I thought that I could benefit from it, so the question is, why did I do this? Did I do this for the sake of the Melacha? Or did I do this for some random reason? So as long as I did this for the sake of Melacha, even though I was mistaken, and Bamasin, I couldn't be netted from it that way, so that's called Shichel Gufa. So again, so therefore we have a Hechatimtza, Lefira Bo, that what? That on one hand, it's Kilkel Gomer. Bo says, Yichayim, it's Kilkel Gomer. So we ask the Kash, aye, the Gemara is all over the place, say, that even for Shimon, Mekalka Chabur is Chayim, but if it's not Shichel Gufa, you're going to be Potter. Teretz Zavechdimza, Lefira Bo, where it's Kilkel Gomer. And the Teretz Kash, if it's Kilkel Gomer, then obviously you're not getting any benefits, it's not Shichel Gufa. Where's the Shichel Gufa? It's Kilkel Gomer, you're destroying it, you're not trying to get any benefit from it. Teretz is, the reason why it's Kilkel Gomer is because Asa Barna. That's why it's Kilkel Gomer. So, I can't get any benefit from it. So it's Kilkel. Objectively, it's Kilkel. But, why I did it for the right reason. I mean, the right wrong reason. I did it for a reason that's going to be Mechayim and Shabbos. I did it for the reason of Melacha. And therefore, Mitzad, Melacha Shichel Gufa, it's Melacha Shichel Gufa. Mitzad, the Kilkel, it's Kilkel Gomer. So he got a case where it's Kilkel Gomer, but it's still Shichel Gufa. Because Kilkel is totally objectively. Is it destructive what you did? Meaning, is there no benefit in what you did? Then it's called Kilkel. Aliba de MS, there's no benefit. You thought you could benefit, you couldn't have it. The Maisa, they told you can. So that's it. Objectively, there is no benefit from here. But, on the other hand, you did it for the sake of the Melacha. That's called Shichel Gufa. So even though Aliba de MS, you weren't able to be Makai or Machshavtai, but you did it for that. You did it for that, Shichel Gufa. That's where Taisus walks between raindrops over there. Oh. So that's Taisus' second Teretz, and maybe even Rabbo's. Again, if you're the first Teretz, Taisus, Rabbo himself holds, you don't need Shichel Gufa. Rabbi Yechon could only need Shichel Gufa. Second Teretz, oh no, even Rabbo can hold that you need Shichel Gufa. So in time of Taisus, Rabbi Yechonah, my time in Lemachai Mekalkel Gomer. The time in the Mekalkel Turim, Hain and Mishun, the Binon, Lech Smach Shabbos. The Mukhsar Perakam, the Chagiga. Haray, where do we know the Mekalkel in general is Potter? So that's a fair Shigamar. The Gemara is a good Lech Smach Shabbos. We discussed this the whole time. Now, according to Rabbi Yechonon, Haray, we see, even Rabbi Yechonon, Medas of Shimon, you don't need a Tikkun Gomer, right? So in every other Melacha, in every, all the other 37 Melachas, right? If you did a Tikkun Tzatz, but it's Mekalkel, what's the Melacha? You're Potter. Why? Because not going to Lech Smach Shabbos. Right? Now, if we say that by Chayvul Mamer you're going to be Chayiv, that means there's no requirement of Melech Smach Shabbos. By Chayvul Mamer. If there's no requirement of Melech Smach Shabbos, then why should you need any Tikkun? The Man of Shach. Where does Rebbe Yechon get this middle of the road over here that Kilkel Gomer, you're going to be Potter. Right? But if there's a little bit of a tikkun. Raman of Shach, if you're telling me that you're chayev for a little bit of a tikkun, what is that telling me? In different words, that there's no din of Melech Smach Shabbos. If you're chayev for a little tikkun, that means it's, if you're chayev, if you're chayev, even though you don't have a full tikkun, say it that way. You're chayev, even though you don't have a full tikkun, V'chayim nira full tikkun. Then what's it telling me? I machmir shabbos would say yesh bipater. Kalamai, it's not the machmir shabbos. If not the machmir shabbos, then you shouldn't eat any tikkun. So where does he get this requirement for a little bit of a tikkun? Leinu chabura leichashim machmir shabbos. The muchsar parak in Reb Shimon's mavur in the Gemara. The Gemara over there draws the parallel from Makalkal with Asrik Shimon to Misasik. What's Misasik? Misasik is another concept. You have Makalkal, you have Makalkal Shemagufa, you have Dov Shem Miskavin. Now there's another concept here called Misasik, which means that unlike Dov Shem Miskavin, where I did one thing and something else happened, Misasik is that I didn't even want to do what I did. Meaning, like you wanted to cut a tomato that you thought was talish, right? Let's say an extreme case where your hand slipped, right? And you cut a tomato that was mechuber. So you didn't intend, b'chlal, on doing the action that you did. The action that you did, which is cutting that tomato, you didn't intend on doing it. You wanted to cut this tomato. Your hand slipped by mistake and you cut the other tomato. Right? So that's misasik. Okay? And the Gemara says that if Reb Shimon holds makalko chaburas chayiv, there's no p'tur makalko, there's also no p'tur misasik. Why? Because misasik is also a product of Malachas Machshavas. That's what the Gemara says. So then the Gemara says, according to Reb Shimon, if Mekalkel B'chabura is Chayim, means no P'tur, there's no requirement of Malachas Machshavas. There's no requirement of Malachas Machshavas. So Misasik is also going to be Chayim. Because there's no P'tur that's not Malachas Machshavas. Why is Misasik Potter? Because it's not Malachas Machshavas. So the Gemara already extends, based on Reb Shimon, right? And that can borrow the Pesach Gold Reb Yechanan. Based on Reb Shimon, we say that there's no Din Lechel Shabbos by Chayiv Ma'aver. Im Kain, by Tosfos, I don't understand. So why do you need even a little bit of a tikkun? There's no Din Lechel Shabbos, even if it's total, it should be like a bow. Even if it's total kilkul, you should be Chayiv. So that's a very big problem in Reb Yechanan. And the whole Havana, there's... Again, this whole problem is only a problem in Taisus. Taisus learned the Yechon is going to Das Reb Shimon. According to Rashi, he's going to Das Reb Yehuda. So it's not going to be right. It's not going to be a kasha. Think about it. Yeshleimar, Nidloi binim lech l'shebez, miyu kiyon gamrinon, memilo, umeavar baskoyen, lech mechay binon, el adum adahanu. So I have Makalko Gomer, I'll take a Miktsas. Zok Taisvis, Rav Yechon will hold that you're right. You're right. That's by Chayvul, there's no Dinah Melchor Shabbos. And therefore, that's why no Dinah Misasik, no Ptur Misasik. That's why Batsam, even if you totally destroy it, you should also be chayiv. Why is no tikkun at all? Say it. You don't need Malachos Shabbos. But since, what's the whole marker? What's the thesis? What's the whole marker for Reb Shimon's Shita? So Gemara and Shabbos tells us, how does Reb Shimon know that Malachos Chayiv L'Mavir is different than any other Malacha? Chayiv learns out from Mila. Now, if his whole mocker is Mila, and by Mila there is a little bit of a tikkun, there's a tikkun of mitzvah, there is somewhat of a tikkun. Therefore, Rabbi Yechanan says, fine, there's no din lechel shabbos. But like, ain't by elchadusha, you can't go past where the mocker is. The mocker is by Mila, and over there you do have a little bit of a tikkun. So maybe in order to be chayiv, you have to have a tikkun over there also. Therefore, Zotayis says, Rabbi Yechanan is able to say that even though we're learning like a Reb Shimon and there's no Malachos Machshavos, still We don't say that if you totally destroy, you're still chayiv. Because since the homemaker is mila, and the mila did a little bit of a tikkun, so maybe you only chayiv when a little bit of a tikkun. Tomorrow we'll invite you to the show.
Shkaya problem.
Tomorrow we'll invite you.